KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
In the air for another week. Watertown, South Dakota, 1480 AM. Whoa, we got the whole crowd here today.
And
the studio's full. And replayed at 92.9 Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Good morning, 92.9 at 7 a.m. So when you're heading to your favorite duck spot, tune in.
You can get a little bit of this mess for 20 minutes or so.
At 7 a.m., you better be at your duck spot or you're going to lose your duck spot at 7 a.m.
That's right. But come November.
If you're heading to your favorite fishing spot.
There you go.
You might be tuning in on 92.9 KS93 Country, right?
Yes.
Got that right.
Will on the show. He's doing a really nice job. Young man's come a long ways. What a couple years he's been here now in the Watertown market, come from Denver, and he didn't have a lot of experience when he rolled in here. He took the sports. He took
he does a good job with the sports. He called a game the other day, and I was really impressed.
Called a game even in Henry. He did good.
Well,
I tell you what, though, if you put anybody around us three, they're going to sound pretty good when we're done.
Well, I wasn't at the game. Were you guys at the game?
No.
Were you listening with your headphones and watching the game at the same time?
Home. The game was up at Wilmot.
Oh, it will. It was. Yeah. What team is that now? Dakota Hills?
Yeah, the Grizzlies. Dakota Hills
Dakota
Grizzlies.
Hill Grizzlies. That's a new
it's
one.
It's Wabe.
South Wilmot. Shore North. Everybody north of there.
Yeah,
is this a sports show or is this a outdoor show? We can get off on some tangents.
Let's not talk about that.
We can get up. What are we going to talk about?
What do we have coming up here? You told me it was a holiday.
The Super Bowl.
Mashed potato days?
The holiday. It was mashed potato days in Clark, South Dakota.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's over.
That's over.
Schneckfest.
The Schneckfest.
Not that.
Where's that? Minot.
Isn't that in Chirica?
No.
Viola.
You're talking about the Hoos Fest.
Oh, that's a Hoos Fest up in. Yeah. The Hoos Fest.
That's where all those Germans get together. The Germans all get together.
The Hoos Fest is the Norwegians.
Is the Norwegians.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go.
We have Luther Fisk and Lefse. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I felt out of place. I wore my lederhosen up there. That leather chafes really bad in the wintertime.
The Super Bowl of all weekends in South Dakota.
Yep, big deal coming up.
Big deal coming up. A little warm-up this weekend. People don't quite get as fired up this weekend, but there's a little pheasant hunting going on the public lands.
Yeah.
That's just in-state
use
only,
your steel
right?
shot. Public lands only.
Is a road public land?
Only. No road.
Oh, well, that's
no road. Hey, we're lucky we still have road hunting.
I was just checking.
They haven't stole that away from us yet.
Oh, but pretty much they have. To do that legally, you pretty much can't catch a bird.
Yeah, but
it's harder.
They don't really charge anything.
No.
I mean, they kind of let you go on the road
unless
hunting.
You're stupid.
You know, that hasn't been a big issue since, you know, for about, 8-10 years now? It's about time that comes around.
People are doing a better job of
probably be an initiative on it against the Constitution pretty soon. There's like 20 of them on there this year.
Oh, they should throw it in with the lake laws.
Yeah.
Moving along.
How do the bird counts look?
Bird counts look. You know what? Let's just be real honest. Bird counts are down. They're down.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good comment, though, by local game fishing parks, Mr. Kozlowski. He goes, when it's a bad year of pheasant hunting in South Dakota, it's still the best in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and that's really true. I mean, there's going to be some really, really good pheasant hunting out there for those of us that know how to seek out the right areas. I mean, the traditional big, big money spots, the Chamberlains, the Winners, south of Pier, even Aberdeen.
Aberdeen,
with
Redfield,
that storm, is that
down.
That,
yeah,
all that water and all that hail that went through Aberdeen and,
yep.
Just really looks down in that area, but you get just west of there.
Oh, you get out there.
And then
like,
that's the hot, like oh. some of the hot, Mobridge.
Java, Mound City, Holland, any of that area.
That's
when I've been out there, it's been crawling with pheasants. It's that'll be good.
And you know what? You only heard it here. I hope this doesn't get any further than this radio show.
Believe me, that won't get very far.
At least we're limiting
the scope. The four listeners will hear this. Wait, no. Now we added in we added in Will's crowd from KS93.
Oh, okay.
We're probably up to five or six listeners by now.
Yeah, who really care about us?
All right, so you guys, the six listeners that are listening to this, don't share this with anyone. But Western South Dakota, that's a secret. their birds are in great shape out there. That is, when I looked at the little statistical box here, they're only down 5% compared to the rest of the states, down between on an average of 20, but some places are down 40-50%. Not Western South Dakota. And let me tell you, Western South Dakota has been really on the rise for pheasants out in that area. Why is that? There's crops being grown out there now. Never used to be that way when we were growing up. That was all grassland. That wasn't it. There's nothing to eat out there back in the day. They got stuff to eat out there.
And they can still be free-range chickens because there's all kinds of place for them to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. From Timber Lake to La Plante is phenomenal. Oh, my God.
No, I have a friend that, we have a tradition of meeting on opening weekend, and he moved to Rapid City 3-4 years ago. And now instead of running all the way back to meet in the middle of the state, he goes, I stopped by public hunting areas in those areas. I'm not talking private ground. He's just had a blast, he and his dog.
Oh, you can hunt out there. There's all kinds of public area. And, you know, if you're sick of the politics, you'll never hear about it out there because they don't get radio.
They don't have anybody out there to talk
to.
Nobody
will talk about it. It'll be beautiful.
And if you want to talk politics in Western South Dakota, you better be one-sided.
Yeah, it's got to be very one-sided. But if you go from Java to Mound City and you take the gravel roads back there, I promise you can get a limit of pheasants.
Well, here's a couple numbers. I hate numbers because they're boring, but you know
they are boring
numbers.
And they confuse me.
Chamberlain down 43% over their 10-year average, down 18% from last year. All right, I thought that was kind of an interesting number. But again, we go back to Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, they still have Aberdeen's numbers of 1.84 birds per mile. That's like way.
Well, when that rain comes up there, it has nowhere to go. It's so flat, you can watch your dog run away for 3 days.
It just
drowned all of them nests out.
It takes everything out. Yep. That water has nowhere to go. And all those little puddles where they thought they had an opportunity is done.
That's exactly right.
You know, and Aberdeen's been a really good spot over the years. I mean, real consistent, but down a little bit.
It can rain a quarter inch and the Best Western's floating.
Yeah, it's a bit bad. From Ipswich West is all right, but east.
Western South Dakota, they group that all in one now. They always have.
Oh, yeah. That's,
luckily, they even get a survey.
It's now the biggest county in South Dakota.
Western. Big. Only down 1% from last year and down 5% on their 10-year average. So
that's big.
Yeah, that's the bright spot.
Unless they didn't start with many.
Well, let's bring in Watertown. You know, no one wants to share the good news. No, hold on. In radio and in news, all they want to share is the bad news. We're going to share some more bad news.
Well, we can't be down. The number would be zero.
Let me tell you. This is according to the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. This is like the Bible.
That's the Bible.
Yeah, this is the truth right here.
They counted it.
Individually, they walked out and counted every bird individually.
Well, they couldn't count in county.
We are 1.78 birds per mile, down 52% on the 10-year average.
I saw the 0.78 this morning on the highway.
You did.
Yeah. I might have been a little bit.
Was that a skunk? There's more dead skunks on the road right now than there is pheasants.
Good.
Nice. And down 12% from last year. So really not that.
I didn't
know
we could go down much more. To be honest, it's tough.
But at 1.78, to be the same as Aberdeen at 1.8, yeah. Basically the same. That's
so you got to drive 3 miles to get a bird, to get your limit.
Right? That's if you find every shot and didn't miss, Randy.
And they're all roosters.
Yeah. Some other hot spots. Huron has dropped about 25% from last year, 50% on average. I was down in that Chamberlain Kimball area, and yeah, a little tough.
I was down there.
I don't know what. Oh, you know what? I think you and I touched on it last night. I think it was all that rain that went through that at the wrong time.
I was down there like the second week or the first week in May for a tournament, and it rained on that Thursday night, and they had 5 inches of rain, and the water was pushed all the grass down going down the ditches. You know that washed every nest out.
You've got to believe, number one, weather has always been a factor anyway, mm-hmm. especially winter weather. But nowadays with less cover, less CRP, less alfalfa, which is, you know, less wheat, that any weather is affecting this thing probably to a larger propensity than it did in the good days.
Absolutely does.
So anyway, the pheasant outlook, we're still going to have a lot of pheasant hunting. We're still going to have some good pheasant hunting. And people come here for the good time.
You know, and our bad pheasant hunting is 100 times better than the surrounding state's good pheasant hunting.
People come here for the good people. People come here for the camaraderie and the families and the farm community.
And they can fly in this year.
They can actually fly to Watertown this year?
Yeah.
I wonder how many they'll have.
Well, you know, they did a survey, and it's every flight's been darn near full since it's...
You know, that's interesting, because I've heard a lot of positives like that, but I've also heard people flying out of here with 5 and 6 people on the...
And then they said that everything's been on time. And
Now, that part of it, I've heard really good
things.
They've
only canceled like 2 flights.
On time, great service, nice flight crew, a nice flight.
But you know, what they say considering full, though, I believe, is by the time they go here and then go to Rapid, to Pier and pick up, then it fills. But I suppose they consider that a full plane before it goes to...
That's good.
Oh, gotcha.
So, I mean, they're not considering just Watertown. They're looking at, I don't know.
So, if we want to get into good pheasant hunt tomorrow, you know.
Getting back to the airports, we have family come in. My wife's family comes in from California hunting. He said, you should see them walk through LAX with their box shotguns when they go to check in. He said, I've traveled all over the world, and I'm most nervous coming to South Dakota bringing my gun to the airport.
And I bet he's wearing a clown. Is he wearing a clown mask, too?
No, but if you knew them, it'd be appropriate. It's a good time. We all come to Hovind and shoot pheasants.
Oh, boy.
And clowns, right?
And clowns, if there are any.
Yeah, I mean, I always, when I was doing a little traveling there on the fishing thing, the one thing that you will always be impressed with are people. Oh, yeah. And that is not that way in other parts of the country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
they're out there
with, far.
They're out there with their guns trying to get rid of you. Well, that's happened here too.
Yeah, but that's never over hunting around here, just over fishing.
Usually fishing. Yeah, that was usually fishing. Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else on the hunting? A few statistics. I mean, they're not all rosy. But you know what? The people who understand and the people who have taken their land and been responsible for wildlife, they've got pheasants, and they've farmed for them. They understand that they want their family to come back instead of disengaging with family and not having any pheasants or wildlife to come back to. So
yeah, and if you start talking about that Chamberlain and Kimball and Platte area down pheasants, it's not that large of an issue because 90% of that ground is all preserve acres.
Yeah,
and they're putting their place in their birds, and the out of state money is still going to roll into there. So
yeah, and I think the governor's hunt is still on.
They're hunting the governor.
Didn't you get the invite?
No, I didn't know we
had
the governor.
Randy, did you get the invite?
No,
I kind of like this one. We should have him go. Don't hunt the governor, people.
Don't hunt the governor. All right.
You know, we had to speak a little bit about, we got the date sewn up for that fishing trip?
Well, we're looking at some dates right now for the ice fishing trip to North Dakota.
We have it nailed down to February 10th and 11th, a Saturday and Sunday.
Leaving
on a Friday afternoon.
You bet.
And I really think that... That's going to free everybody's schedules up.
It is, and I've got some people that I've been talking with already that are kind of excited to hear the finals, so hopefully we get that done sometime before February 8th.
Oh, no. No, I talked to Zippy Dow, Perch Patrol on Devil's Lake last week, and those are the dates. We are going to stay at the Sleep Inn, a relatively new motel that was just put up a year ago. Very good accommodations. The package is going to include meals. And we're going to go out to, he's got a couple ideas for very good places in the evenings for meals. It's going to include sack lunch out on the ice for noon. We're just going to have a really, really good time. It's going to be a nice package. Going to be the right people to hang with up there. Not only the crew we're going with, but the crew that we're going to fish with. I mean, very dedicated, long-time perch chasers on Devil's Lake. Not everyone's going to be fishing in one town. They all kind of have their own places where they've found their own school of perch. And, you know, you might end up fishing with one or two groups in an area. Or by the end of the day, if some have not had luck, that the incredible networking opportunities that they have up there and the information of flying around and drilling tons and tons of holes on Devil's Lake, we have that to our disposal on February 10th and 11th.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if I go to Devil's Lake in the wintertime, there's two people on the world I want to go fishing with, Jason Mitchell and Zippy Doll. And this will be a good time.
Yeah. Not only good people, but good fishermen, and they have incredible amounts of information. They're going to have, by February 10th and 11th, they're going to know where the bigger schools are. They probably already have a hunch in their mind where they're going
to
be.
I'm sure they do, but it'll be nice to get up there, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, and great, great perch population right now in Devil's Lake. So this is the year to join us. The three of us are going to lead the way. We're going to rent a smaller bus, and I believe we're going to have that extra vehicle reserved in case we need it. To bring two vehicles. We have room for, I believe, 30 or 32
fishermen.
So it'll
be just like the old days in Dubrook for you? You'll be on the short bus?
I'll be on the short. We had a short bus in Dubrook.
That's right.
They're all short buses in Dubrook.
Now they call it a Head Start. Now they call it a Head Start bus.
Yeah, that's where every seat's the back seat.
If we're talking about ice fishing, you know, right now is the time to start planning for ice fishing.
Why?
Get out there and get your favorite spots looked at. Start fishing those hooks, but which you go to first ice. Your marking.
Learn the structure.
Those fish are moving in. That water's cooling down fast.
It's easier to learn it now when the boat can move instead.
He's just excited.
Holes.
He bought a new Helix 5, so he's so dang excited.
Oh, he's excited about his Helix 5.
I got an ice machine. One of those Helix 5 ice machines now.
No.
I can't wait for that thing. In fact, I was going to freeze the bathtub and try using it and see what it did. And my wife said no after the great minnow bathtub experiment of 2014.
Fire up the auger.
Should have seen her when I had minnows in the bathtub when she came home. Like, she came home one night and I had bricks and rocks in the bottom of the bathtub and minnows.
Yeah, where were they hiding?
They were all over the rocks and the bathtub and or the brick and anywhere when my wife started hollering. They were trying to hide.
And then they moved, huh? Big minnows or little ones?
I had all different kinds of minnows.
Oh, you did? Red tails?
Nope, just fatheads.
Creek chubs?
No, I tried to catch some creek chubs last week in Cechi Hollow.
Oh, you're out and about. Yeah, always thinking.
No luck.
Always think.
Oh. But yeah, it's a great time to start ice fishing, man. That's where check them points out, get out in your boat. It's easier to move 5 foot in a boat than to drill 10 holes.
And might have to slow down after this cold front comes.
And don't forget about February 30th. We got the ice fiddling tournament this year.
February 30th?
Yeah.
That is a perfect day.
Get your registration in now.
Yeah. What is that? Is that like between Sunday and Monday?
It's just, if you can do it, you can do it.
If you can do it, you can do it.
You got to get the right attire, too.
10% discount for the first 500 registered.
It is. Yeah, it's actually what we're going to do. It's this year it's going to be $350 per person.
Yeah.
No paybacks.
No paybacks.
Yeah.
Who gets the entry fees this year?
We do.
Oh, the us three of us?
Yeah, we're going to split with Neil this time.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm in.
Yeah.
That was very nice, wasn't it, Randy Grimes? I mean, he's really.
And we're just going to give out participation ribbons.
His heart has softened. He's just really, you know, this little challenge with cancer has really softened his heart. He's full of empathy. I mean, he's going to share all of those entry fees
exactly
with Neil.
Well, he's also full of something. It must be empathy.
Yeah. Well. You know, we had such a great turnout last year.
Yeah,
that's right. You know. Well, we better get once we can get out and get ready to chew them roosters.
Yes,
chew them, Liz.
All righty. Well, Randy Grimes, thank you for letting us take over the airwaves for a few minutes again. Another week of On the Water, In the Air, and also welcome to the guests from KS93 on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Take care.